Interestingly enough, the texts associated with the Tibetan Book of the Dead were used and applied only by particular sections of the Tibetan Buddhist community. This is very important to appreciate. Actually, comparatively quite small sections of the Tibetan Buddhist community. Most Tibetan Buddhists employed other material at the time of death. The Tibetan Book of the Dead gives it a kind of all Tibetans must follow it. Well, it's not quite like that. And we also need to observe that throughout the Buddhist world, there's all kinds of approaches to death. There are different rituals and ceremonies and meditations and customs associated with the dead throughout the Buddhist world. So we mustn't think of this book called the Tibetan Book of the Dead as being the sort of definitive Buddhist work on death, and even the definitive Tibetan Buddhist approach to death. It's not a kind of Bible of the dead carrying all sorts of authority. I think that's incredibly important, because you get all these descriptions of the after-death state and so on and so forth, and people can start thinking, well, it must be like that. For all Buddhists, it must be like that. For everybody, it must be like that. Well, it's not like that. It's not like that. So we have to take care. Having said that, the book that we call the Tibetan Book of the Dead is an extraordinary synthesis of material concerning death, after death, what's called the intermediate state, and rebirth. Rebirth, rebecoming. There's much material in the cycle of texts about life itself, how to practice within this life. And within this whole cycle of texts, I think we can say quite definitely that the spirit of Buddhism, the quintessential Buddhist attitudes to life, to death, to change, to re-becoming, are presented in a very rich, a very detailed and a very profound way. During this retreat, we won't be going through the text in detail. There's no time to do that, and I'm not really equipped to do that. I want to just draw out some themes that have struck me. And there are three great themes I want us to look at. First of all, the theme of bardo, or intermediate state. Secondly, the theme of the six realms of existence that make up the wheel of life. And thirdly, the mandalas of the five Buddha families. So I want to do this with one overriding purpose. The aim, the purpose, is that so that we all may live life more deeply and more meaningfully, here and now. From a Buddhist point of view, it means how we may follow the path to enlightenment more deeply, more effectively. That's why we're doing this. That's why we're looking at this material.